Hello guys, and thank you for being here for another episode of the Unscripted Adults podcast, where we discuss life, improvement, and human potential in tech. So, this exact time of the year reminds me of something we are all guilty of, which is setting goals, or what most people call them now, resolutions, which are a couple of things to achieve or to follow by the end of the year or the end of the next 6 months or something similar. And another thing that we are all guilty of is never actually going all the line to follow these goals, you know, or to achieve them. Because a study have shown that 80% of people forget about their New Year's resolutions by March, like maximum. And this number makes real sense, you know, because try to remember how many times you came up with the most motivating, glittery, detailed list of things and milestones to hit for the next year or 6 months. And you actually put in work for the upcoming weeks or even months, but that's it. Like, that was the furthest you've ever gone into pursuing your goals. And I know a bit about the subject because I've been there many times, and it always starts with a dopamine rush. Like, there's always a huge dopamine rush at the beginning and high motivation, but it doesn't last. So it's like watching a cake in the oven and seeing it get fluffy and being really happy about it, but then the cake just goes down, you know? It sounds a bit dramatic and sad, but unfortunately, that's the same feeling we're left with when we discover how much we have procrastinated from going after our goals and plans. And this has happened to me over and over again. So I would make small efforts to make the motivation and determination last longer, because I really believed that's the key ingredient for my plan to succeed. You know? But I was deeply wrong, because not only that I lacked a precise understanding of my roadblocks and their roots, and we'll get back to talk about roots because they're very important, but the other thing that I couldn't see at that moment is the path of destruction I was building with my own hands. So really, before digging into anything else, I want to start off with a really simple, clear definition of procrastination, so we can eliminate anything else that is not procrastination. So here it goes. Procrastination is when we don't do a task we said we would do for no good reason, despite knowing this behavior will bring negative consequences. Well, obviously, it's irrational to do something you expect to harm you. But what most people don't know is that, ironically, procrastination is the result of our bodies trying to protect us. But how the fuck so? I asked myself the same question. Well, we'll explain this. So let's get into a scenario. 90% of the time we avoid a task or delay doing it is because we see it as threatening. So when you realize you need to write a 20-page essay or study for a test, this is how it goes inside all of our brains. So we have a little spot called amygdala, and I probably just butchered the name, but never mind. It's a set of neurons involved in emotional processing and threat identification. So the moment you're facing a hard task, it releases hormones, including adrenaline. And adrenaline is known of kicking a fear response. So now, distress, panic, it can overpower other positive things. And the positive things are the impulses from your prefrontal cortex. Just bear with me. I know I am digging into some medical jargon, but we'll explain this in very simple terms. So let's get back. Your prefrontal cortex is another spot that helps you think long term and regulate emotions. So now you find yourself in the middle of this fight. So you decide to handle the threat by avoiding it, right? So we can do something less stressful or less threatening to this exact moment you're living right now. However, I really want to make a notice here that it's a really big misconception that procrastinators are lazy. So lazy is sitting all day doing nothing, and it's not distracting yourself with unimportant tasks. Because a shocking fact is, many people procrastinate because they care too much. Yeah, there are people that tend to put things aside because they are afraid that their work won't meet their high standards. So simply, they are facing a big fear of failure, which is really high most of the times, which explains why they suffer from high levels of stress, depression, and shame because of their procrastination. So now, after explaining procrastination in a bit of a scientific way, I would like to approach the explanation from another angle, which is a really simple one, and it has a bit of humor to it this time. But it's, trust me, it's the most realistic thing that I've ever heard. So imagine that I'm showing you right now two papers. The first is the brain scan of a master procrastinator, someone who is really, really familiar with procrastination. And the other is the brain scan of a proven non-procrastinator. So after you analyze what you see, you can only tell that there's one difference between the two brains, which is a monkey. That's right, a monkey. The master procrastinator has, besides one guy, which is what we are going to call the rational decision maker, he has a monkey that feeds on instant gratification. So what is this exactly? Well, the best way to explain this is by going and telling the scenario that happens inside all of our brains. So the rational decision maker, the good guy, says, "Hey, now is the perfect time to get some work done, you know?" And the monkey goes, "Meh, nope. I don't really feel like doing it." So here, the rational decision maker actually makes a useful decision to do something productive. But the monkey doesn't like that, you know? He doesn't like the task. So he takes the wheel and he tells, "You know what? Why don't we watch a 3-hour documentary about experiments on hamsters? Because why not? And then let's watch a YouTube video of two Indian guys trying to build a farm from scratch at 2 a.m. And, you know, after doing all this, we will most likely not have time to do any work. Oops, sorry, mate. Maybe next time. So now, I bet you are left with two things. First, relating to the monkey in your head. And second, you're wondering how the hell to get rid of it. Because trust me, the instant gratification monkey is not someone you want behind the wheel. He only wants fun and easy. He doesn't have any vision of the future because he lives entirely in the present moment. And this is exactly why we have the good guy, the rational decision maker. So the question is, when does he take on the wheel instead of the monkey? And why doesn't he do so often? So I want to travel back to the conflict situation where you let the monkey win. See, you did have the will wanting to do harder things. Things that are good for your future and for yourself, which are not fun, right? And that's when the conflict started. And unfortunately, this conflict tends to end the same way every time, leaving the procrastinator in a zone that's quite dark. And it feels dark because the fun activities are happening at a time when the fun isn't supposed to happen. So this zone is filled with an air of guilt, anxiety, and self-hatred because, well, the fun time was not earned. It was not earned at all. And that's what invokes those bad feelings. So, damn, what a monkey, right? And how do we beat this guy? This is our question now. And this is, I think, the purpose behind me talking about this subject. So, let's get back to the first scenario, which is the easiest, the one we just talked about, because it is proven that among even the worst procrastinators, they tend to actually do the work when a guy called the monster panic is summoned. Now, who is our monster panic in this situation? Well, it's simply deadlines. So, regardless of the creepy name, it is a guardian angel for people. Because he wakes up when a deadline is too close, or when you are threatened by public embarrassment, or academic failure, or career disaster. And he actually scares the shit out of the instant gratification monkey. And he takes charge. And the number of people that follow this kind of cycle is insane. So you're kind of not the only one who does this. And you're kind of safe for the short term. Because the panic monster will kick a response. It loses shit once a deadline is close. But what happens on the other side of things? What happens when you are facing something that doesn't have an exact deadline? Say you want to build a business, or you want to create a side job, or work on adopting a good habit, or you want to work on yourself. These things have no deadlines, don't you think? So now, the procrastinator, which is you, your only mechanism of coping is to hand things to the panic monster. But now, the panic monster doesn't wake up because he has no deadlines. So, I personally think that this is the toughest type of procrastination and the one that has really long-running effects and deeper ones. And it's less funny because its effects are, as I said, deeper, and they are less visible until it's so late. So I really believe that this second type of procrastination needs talking about the most. But talking isn't enough, so we need to find solutions, right? So before getting into the part where I want to share some solutions with you, which I think are really, really, really mega effective, I first would like anyone listening to this to make a first step toward forgiving yourself for being lazy in the past and realizing you are lazy, so you can make an identity shift to become what you want to become or who you want to be. I always say that before any big change, you don't start with what you need to do. You start with who you need to be, and that will tell you what actions you need to take. It's really most effective when you approach it from this way. So if you are a procrastinator, first you need to make use of the power of momentum, which is an immediate power that pushes you to do something. To do this, start with motion, as motion creates emotion, and this is something that most people neglect. If you start your day with some type or the smallest type of physical activity, it could be a walk around the block or just getting sunshine, it really gets your mind set up for a good start, for a healthy one. And it pushes you then to do other things. So like that, a cycle of motion creates emotion. And that's what you need to sustain your desire for doing things along the way, you know? Another thing is, nothing great is built overnight. Trust me. I know the problem with most people, unfortunately, when they are having this, because procrastination is a habit. It's not a character of you. You're not a procrastinator. You just have the habit of procrastinating, which means you can solve this. But solving this means you need to realize that you cannot have some drastic change. The only thing that you can have or do actually is daily improvements in your habits. And those daily improvements or changes will accumulate into making great things, great results. And they will eventually help you shift your identity into the person you want to become. So we were saying that nothing great is built overnight. When you divide the big goal into small tasks, it becomes way much more doable. So now, instead of being overwhelmed or having no idea where to start, you actually break down the big goal in your mind into like sub goals or sub tasks to do in order to get into that final milestone in your head. And you can take daily a 45 minutes for each task and always take breaks after finishing something, because those breaks will actually reserve your energy for the upcoming ones. Now remember, do you Recall the instant gratification monkey that fears nothing but deadlines? Well, here's where we're going to trick it. We're going to trick it by self-imposing deadlines for each task or thing you want to do. And it's really sad how we know how to stick to deadlines for our jobs or universities or when someone asks us for something. But how about ourselves? You know, why don't we do this for ourselves? So yes, self-imposed deadlines for each task that you do. Even if it might not have a clear or exact deadline, but just have a set frame of time that you intentionally made it where you're gonna finish this task. And thirdly, I believe that managing energy is more important than managing time. And this is means getting good sleep and not waking up late and always doing the most important tasks when you have the most energy. It's quite simple, actually. And lastly, I believe that people don't pay enough effort into clarity. Clarity is key, is major key. If you don't know destination, you cannot start the journey, absolutely. You can write down everything and everything that you want and everything that you don't want as well. And your mind will follow along, I promise.